Yeah, morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Right. First of all, I'd like to say a happy birthday to Mr. Tunji Oyelana. He's 83 today. All of you know Tunji Oyelana, Guguru Perere, Kwakwere, you know, something like that, you know. So he's 83 today. I don't know if he's in town. Last I saw him, of course, was in London. He has a small place where he plays every Friday or so, and then runs as a restaurant. So happy birthday, sir. Today we were supposed to do an update on the political scenario with Angela Ajetunmobi. Angela lives somewhere in outside Ikeja and left home at 6:30. This is 9:05. The last time I spoke to her, 10-15 minutes ago, she was on the third mainland bridge. She hadn't even gotten to the Yaba Junction. So this is what I said we will do. I'd like to talk to her, you know, even if it's going to be on the phone in a quiet environment. I should have asked her to stay home. Anyway, we now shifted the thing to Saturday at 9 o'clock, when hopefully she's on the phone. So let's just talk to her for 1 or 2 seconds, and then we'll continue with our program for today. Hello, good morning, Angela.
Hello.
Morning, Angela. Kwele.
Uncle JJ.
You sound so depressed.
Honestly, you know, when you put so much effort into something and then it's all defeated.
Yes.
Very, very upsetting. Yeah. I was so looking forward to hanging with you today.
I know. Have you turned back?
Yes, we have.
Oh, you're able to turn back?
We were able to, but this bad traffic everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere. So.
Yes. Oh, well,
making slow progress.
How do I make this up to you now? A bouquet?
I don't know.
Dinner? Oh, okay. It's a pity, because if we try to do this on the phone, we won't get the right ambience that we, you know, not in a moving car.
I know, there's nothing like in-person interviews.
Yes.
From the old school.
From old school. We'll do it on Saturday, okay?
No problem.
And then you can pick up your...
I just wanted to say that...
Yes.
Today is the 4th of October.
Yes.
As of today, I couldn't say the clear runner, but, you know, I would say that one party has made great strides and it's turned into this movement.
Yes.
So it's still too close to call.
It's still a long time away.
It's a long time away. And all the three leading parties all have baggage.
Yes.
All of them have baggage.
Yes.
But two are united against one. Now, the two that are united against one, they used to always been the two leading political parties. And suddenly they're sharing the podium with a third party. And one of the mistakes I see them making is focusing on the flag bearer of the Labour Party. Anyone who is focusing on the flag bearer is making a mistake.
Okay.
The movement, in fact, is beyond the flag bearer. This flag bearer, Peter Obi, is a beneficiary of a system where people are fed up. People don't want APC, people don't want PDP. And it just so happens that there's this person here with the Labour Party. Sure, I could have been the beneficiary of this. Anyone would have been the beneficiary, because people just are fed up of the two main political parties. And I see the two of them still going along in the same way, the same way they've always run their race. The same tactics. I mean, we're seeing exercise videos now. You know, we're seeing dancing videos. People still behaving as if they think the electorate is still the same from 4 years ago or 8 years ago. You know, the result of this election.
You're getting muffled. So
yes.
I think we'd leave it for, like I said, we'd leave it for Saturday, okay?
No problem, Uncle JD.
Okay, so
have a great show.
I'll try. Listening. I'll try.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yes, that was Angela. The sound was muffled, so we'll have it on Saturday, YouTube and everything. Okay, so that's it. But she did make a point, let's see if we can debate that point, that it's too close to call. It's not even close to call anything. You can't call anything at this moment. In fact, to be honest with you, my view is that you can't call anything until after elections have taken place, because nobody knows which way it's going to go. That is very clear. Nobody can tell you for sure that this is the way it's going to go. Nobody can tell you for sure that this is the thinking of our people. We've seen times without number, people thinking, you think that they're going to go left, but they end up going right, and you won't know, you know. There's a lot of that that's going on. I think also because people believe there's a lot of money to be made in the short run, some of them cannot but just do, you know, pretend at least to go along. There's so much money out there to be made for loads of people, and so it's going to be a very close call. Also, on Saturday, Angela and I will be looking at the tactics of the media people, you know, and I had to tweet it yesterday that my advice to the political parties is to go look for professionals to handle their media. What we're getting is lacking of substance and more emotional, and is more reactive than proactive. And we're also realizing that it's the two parties really. The issues that come up are personality based, attacking the other person and that and that. And you don't get too much intellect out of what is thrown out there. Some of the things are so childish. There was a video skit by, I think it was Dino or so, with Faneka Adeo also doing something like that. And all these childish things is not going to go anywhere. You have a sophisticated audience out there. And like Angela said, not only do you have a frustrated audience out there, electorate, sorry, not audience, who are looking for, you know, they're looking for where to get salvation. Yeah, because nobody can say that his life was the way it was 10 years ago. Now, there are two reactions you can get from that. Some people would say, yes, it's not the same, but they do understand the plight of the ruling party. Some people say, okay, it's the ruling party that caused it, but the party before was complicit. And then some outright would say that, look, and there are loads of those, that it's time for Nigeria to try something new. But at the end of the day, the majority will have their way. I'd like to advise the media handlers of all these parties, all these spins and videos and whatever them, they can easily be poo-pooed. You know, arranging this and arranging that, showing exercise and showing this. And some of them are even becoming embarrassing, you know. And like Tola Akikugwe said yesterday, some of you know Tolls and I, he said, look, let's leave the issue of health and look at more concrete things. And I was forced to agree with him. You know, whether somebody, don't bother yourself whether somebody is well or not. At the appropriate time, you will see it. So there's no point burning yourselves. Or by the way, yesterday was tough on the social media. I said that this morning when I was taking on. People need to understand, and they were saying, Uncle Jimmy is not neutral. He's not neutral. I'm not neutral. How can I be? I'm on the side of making sure that to the best of my ability, that's in my private life, that to the best of my ability, Nigeria gets what it deserves. And I have no apologies for that. That's my view. So you can't expect me in my private life to be neutral. How can I be? I'm not neutral. So get that one clear for those who keep saying it's biased. Of course I am biased in my private life. Like you are, I am. If you are for one candidate, I mean, I'm biased. What's wrong with that? That's my private life. But when I do my job, I must make sure that I create a balance as much as I can. And let me also now tell you, in case you don't know, journalism itself has changed from the days of complete, you can't have 100% neutrality. Because it has come to a point where even media people, journalists, media practitioners, sometimes have to lead. They have to lead that desire to have a better country. And they would have no apologies for it. You've heard newspapers take stands for the Times, Time Magazine, CNN, whatever. They sometimes have to take stands. When a country is imbalanced, when the thing is like that and is lopsided, is our country balanced? It's not. If the ground where you stay on top, no balance, how yourself go balance? So there's a need for me to get that one clear and out of the way as we move on. And I've always told people, attack me all you like. I'm not on the ballot. None of us here are sheriff. We are not on the ballot. We're all doing a job that we're paid to do. We will do the best that we can. You cannot, and this idea of using the word hate, if you continue using the word hate on somebody, it means you are guilty of hate speech. He hates this one, he hates that one. Come on, let's grow up. You can disagree with people. I respect all the political players, I respect them in their own rights. Whether it is Bat, whether it is Atiku, whether it is Peter Obi, and even some of the other, because it's not easy to even get to that point. I respect them. But when it comes to that point where a choice has to be made, my country comes first. And I will forever try to be in the forefront of doing what is right. I mean, so let's get that one very clear. We are all open here. So let's get our minds off whether somebody is ill or sick or this can go on the treadmill or whatever. Let's leave that, like I said, like we had to intervene yesterday. I think he had just about had enough of all this. And then let's start looking at the critical issues. You know, and we'll be glad, more than glad, to bring these candidates in. I think they'll be coming in here one by one at different times. And we will begin to look at, we have already settled the issue of background or health status. As time unfolds, you will see. There's really no argument to be made about that. Let's leave that issue. But now we need to bring the major issues to the front burner. The major issues. How are we going to run our economy? Whoever is in the driver's seat. How are we going to run our economy? Our health policies. Education is key. Our universities have been on lockdown now for close to 7 months. These are the issues that I would like to react to. And I think, you know, the character assassinations and things need to be put in the background. So that is my appeal to everybody. You don't need to go into fisticuffs. And also, you also don't need to worry, because yesterday I had a few members of my family and very close friends saying that, you've been attacked. And I said, it's all part. In fact, I was enjoying it's all part. Some of the people, you know, what is funny is that some of the people who are attacking you are the same ones who will call you at night. Well, Uncle Jay, say you understand. I said, no, no worry. So there's nothing to worry about, okay? So my people, you don't worry about that. We're going to open up our lines, right? And we'll do the usual, you call from a quiet place. The little that Angela said and the little that I have said, I would like you to react to. Now, and then let's all be matured, okay? Let's stop all this character assassination and just go. You may disagree, but let's watch our language. Let's handle this thing peacefully, okay? Let's take the first call. Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, this is good morning, sir.
Morning, what's your name?
Yeah, Alexa is the one calling from Alimosha, sir.
Do you come in peace?
I come in peace. In peace, new. It was like Russia and Ukraine. You know, nobody will not be listening to you guys now.
I agree.
But we thank God for His grace and mercy upon us as well.
Yes.
Because that is one thing I just appreciate this government and past leaders, because once there is peace, there is hope.
Yes.
Yeah, on your take on this, because in due respect to all the presidential candidates,
yes,
in respect of removing sentiment out of it, to me, what comes first is my country.
Yes.
And quite importantly, in any of these candidates, what I want them to know, realize is, how do you represent our country? How do you present our country, both locally and internationally?
Yes.
What are the things you want to work with?
Mm.
And how do you want to build this nation? And what is your real dream? Like our forefathers, the Awolowos and Co. You know what their visions and mission were all about.
Mm-hmm.
But look at what we have now.
Mm.
It's not all about just personality, but about the generation to come, what they will live to enjoy.
Thank you.
Also you.
Thank you very much. When you talk about the older generation, I heard it this morning, people arguing about comparing Awolowo with some politician. I just switched off my radio because most of those calling in probably don't know. But if you know what Awolowo had done, you will never ever think of comparing anybody, any other politician, with him. If you know the massive things that he did. And he didn't do them for individuals. When I heard somebody say, this man made this and made that, nobody made anybody. The truth is, you get an appointment and you call people to come and work. Sometimes if you look at it critically, it's those who did the work that made you. But I just switched off the radio because I don't like such arguments. What Awolowo did for the masses in the Southwest is unbeatable. Where are you going to start from? Is it free education in which everybody benefits? It's not about handpicking friends and associates and making them billionaires. That's not what it is. Awolowo, there was free education, virtual free health. There was development, agriculture, all the way to the Midwest, beyond the Yoruba areas. Go drive to Sapleg and so on and see what those in those areas had done way back. I just switched off my radio that most people don't know. I'm sorry to say, don't know what they're talking about. Or would you compare anybody in the present day with Zeke? These were selfless people. I'm not even sure Zeke was a millionaire, but the newspaper that he had was more for activism than for profit. They fought for independence at the risk of their lives and everything. So let's stop these comparisons with the likes of Awolowo. Abundant day politicians, I'm told to say, close to 99% of them think of themselves first. They think of themselves, their family, and their associates first. And it is there for you to see. It is there for you to see. There's no point having an argument. When you want to come to an argument, for God's sake, there are things that are glaring that you shouldn't just keep pushing. It becomes some kind of embarrassment. Okay, so all this, it was like Awolowo, this one was like Zeke. Mbao. That's not the way it is. Even Ahmadu Bello, you need to find out what he did for his fellow Northerners. For the public, we are not talking for hand-picked people. And then maybe one day we need to make a debate about who made who. Because if you have a job and you don't have the right people to work and they don't do the right things, you're not going to be getting any credit. So who then needs who then? Well, let's leave that matter, is it? It's a soul matter. 9:23, can I take one more call, Madam Ruth? Can I? Answer me now. Let people know you're here. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
I want to start with a quote.
Yes.
All I want to do,
yes,
is to take Nigeria,
yes,
from consumption to production.
Yes.
This statement was made by Mr. Peter Obi.
Okay.
And if there should be any reason why I'm supporting him, is because of the weight of this statement.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm going to hold him to account if he fails to bring this statement to reality.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Well, Wes, I appreciate what you said. Let's try and talk about things more general, so we have less, at least we have less controversy. Less controversies. We are going to take a break now. It's 9:25. Okay, I'll be back at the other end, so don't go away. Yeah, you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And if you're just tuning in, sorry we couldn't have Angela Ajetunmobi because, to be fair to her, she left home at 6:30. In fact, she put a call through to me then that Uncle Jay, I'm on my way. And I just assumed, I was even planning to give her a cup of coffee at my favorite whatever down the road. But as at 8:30, I just told her to turn back, you know, and I didn't want to conduct the interview in the phone with the wind, the breeze. It would appear disjointed. And, you know, Angela's interviews are quality interviews. You know, we'd like to sit down and have a discussion. So we'll be back again. No, we'll do it again. No, sorry, I'm not going anywhere. We'll do it again 9 o'clock on Saturday. And we'll be doing it like that from time to time. So that gives us a chance now to talk to ourselves. I think we have somebody on Skype. Hello, good morning. There's a Skype call.
Hey, hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. My name is Karade Mogaji, sir.
Morning, Karade. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. Uncle Jimmy, Madam Ajetunmobi said, it's bigger than Peter Obi. What is happening? It's like a referendum against the two major parties that have been there because of what has happened over time. And like she said again, it seems the old political parties, APC inclusive, have still not gotten up and smelled the coffee. You go to political meetings and they're still talking about rallies, how you would dance on the road and how you would. And some of us try to tell them that this is new. This is something we've not experienced before. Let's try to think. And you know the normal Nigerian art, it's not about the people on the internet, it's not about... But no, look at the amount of people that have collected PVC. Uncle Jimmy, remember I started saying it last year, that post-NSAS, that is scary. And that is what is happening now. People have woken up to... Uncle Jimmy, hunger is terrible. You've always said it, that we're not hungry yet, that when we're hungry, we'll stand up to fight. Believe me, people have started fighting, and I'm happy the way the fight is, that it's not physical, it's not violent, but they are speaking with their thumbs. It's unfortunate what happens on social media, though. It seems people, TUI, detect under influence now, because it's all parties. Is all parties. You cannot speak against. It probably is even Atiku's supporters that are not really attacking people on social media.
Yes.
But Tinubu supporters, APC is a party I'm a member of, and the Obi supporters are very irresponsible. We need to change. What it does is, it doesn't let people like your person.
Yes.
It makes people become scared. And they don't trust you because you're supposed to represent the party. So I think, Uncle Jimmy, there's something very important too. The politicians themselves, they come out and say, no, we don't know. We didn't tell them to do this. It's a lie. You can put a stop to some of these things if you want to. Yes, I'm telling you, but I know I have an idea of what happens. But they say, Eje Kolma no ba onfa.
Yeah, we usually say 1 minute, but since you are a politician, when we get the opportunity, we grab people like you. Of course, you won't tell us the strategy going on that type. I wouldn't even ask. But is there a recognition that there is a new phenomenon and there must be a new way? Wait 1 second. There must be a new way of doing things. For example, the media handling. I have recommended to the political parties, you have the money, you have the muscle, that you need to hire professionals to do this job. You can see that, and it's not just one, the two major parties. The third party, I don't know, for some funny reason, you don't even get, their media presence is more from the members themselves who are, and the supporters. than from the campaign council itself. Okay, to put it bluntly, you have a Dino there, you have a Festus there, you know, yeah. And Bayon Onuga and so on and so forth. What these people churn out, I must say, with due respect, is far, far below par as to what is ahead of us. In fact, in some cases, it's almost embarrassing. Are they running away from the main issues that people are talking about? By now, I would have thought that since the whistle has been blown, by now we should have snippets of manifestos for all it's worth. By now, we should have... It's not just the candidate that will be talking about these things. By now, we should have snippets of the action plan. I would assume that any party, you know, in contention would have an action plan. It's not about how to save this country, that from the 1st of October, these are the things we are going to do. You don't get that from the media handlers. All you get is abusing left, right, we're on the move, we're this and that, a lot of boasting and so on and so forth. That doesn't encourage voters. Okay. It doesn't. It's counterproductive.
Uncle Jimmy, you remember I said something?
Yes.
I said it seems they've not smelt the copy. And let me speak from the political party I know, because I don't really know what they're doing at PDP. See, unfortunately, when there's a lot of baggage, what you're going to sell, and now you're surrounded by people that don't believe in what you call professionalism. See, they are playing the game the way they know how to play it. And I'm going to tell you something. Uncle Jimmy is going to work to a certain extent, and there is also going to be issue for them from the middle class and upper class angle. Uncle Jimmy, see, let me tell you where it's going to work. Where it's going to work is, so they are not ready to talk about substance, because antecedents don't support the substance that our party would have tried to produce. So what are we going to sell as a party right now? So they believe, let's do the dabaru until the last minute, but unfortunately we are losing supporters.
No, you think so?
Oh, okay. Uncle Jimmy, you know, initially what helped APC before, APC and PDP before, is the fact that a lot of people did not participate. So those that did not participate, it was easy that 2-3 days before the election, we get some people who go out in the community, and you know this person is coming to appease, you see him, so let's support him. But those people now that we used to go and meet before, that were not partisan, are now partisan, and they've taken a side, and a lot of them have become, well, let's be sincere, Obi supporters. Yes, a lot of them have become Obi supporters. So the game that is being played, and I'm very sad, because even within my own immediate community, is that we are playing an ethnicity card. Unfortunately, some members of the Obi people too are not as coordinated. So understand that they are being dragged into the mud.
Yes.
And they are getting into the fight with them. If it comes to ethnicity card, the Obi people might not win. So they need to stay away from it. But like I said, in the communities, they are beginning to come out and also play the ethnic card with the people that are not throwing out substance. It's hard for APC to win a substance war right now.
There's still enough time.
What do you say, sir?
There's still enough time.
There's enough time. But the funny thing is, time is not, cannot be monopolized. There's enough time for everybody. So as you are growing, those other people too, if they are well coordinated and they're thinking right, the time also is going to help them to get better.
Okay. All right, Kade, thank you very much.
All right, Uncle Jimmy. Great show as usual.
Thank you. Just in case you called in, tuning in now, it was Kade Mogaji actually called in. It's not as if we invited him. So the issue of maybe we should have invited some other person doesn't arise. But we'd be glad to hear from any strong PDP person anyway. So let's... Don't you want to pick this this call? Okay. Hello, good morning. Oops. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
This is Pastor Ladipo.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, my take this morning concerning this election, it will be difficult to use substance, because
the two major political parties, like other callers have said, they have serious baggages. Now, for me, they are now trying to force people, especially in this part of Nigeria, where we are now, trying to coerce the market women to make sure that the DDC, even if somebody is there, they say we should talk about substance. And you should understand, sir, that anybody that is going to lead a complex nation like Nigeria must be healthy. Whether we like it or not is part of the critical issue we must discuss.
Yeah.
So in fact, we can't do away with it. The person must be sound. Gone are the days when Obasanjo made a call to me and said, Uma, they say you are this. The governance has got subscated. It's beyond that level now. So we need a hands-on person.
All right.
That is it. Thank you. God bless Nigeria.
All right. Yeah. My thoughts too. Okay, let's take another caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Morning.
Good morning, sir. Morning. Mr. Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
I'm Rufus calling from Lekki side.
Morning, sir.
I've been listening to your program. I say bravo to you. The grace of God will connect to help you.
Amen.
Connect to build Nigeria for us.
Amen.
My simple contribution is this. Anybody that will become president of Nigeria by the grace of God 2023, I have three things that we need a serious president to tackle. One, security for Nigeria.
Yes.
Two, economy.
Yes.
Three, political leadership. We want a Nigeria of our own, that we stand as a Nigeria. We'll be very proud to stand anywhere in the world. And anybody that cannot solve these three problems should not come to serve Nigeria. Because these are the three things that are really disturbing this country right now. And God will bring somebody that will help us to solve this problem. Thank you, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much. You forgot to add education, though. That's the cuckoo. Had we put a premium on education years back, only God knows where we'd have been. So what do you find now? You find so many of our children have gone in the diaspora in search of education. Okay, so yes, the elite have sent their kids abroad. But you find them going to Togo, going to Benin, going to, other West African, other African countries. You remember Blackie? Blackie went to school. I think she said she went in Cotonou and so on and so forth. Okay, so let's say, oh God, people are calling me. Let's pick another call from there. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello.
Morning. Hello, morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Ikoyi, Lagos.
Yeah.
Yes, my supporter, the person that I know that can do this help me, is that Itobi. We are talking of experience. We are not talking for the old ones that cannot even carry us along. You understand? They are failures 2015, 2019. It's the same person. If I may tell you, if I bring you out to come and work, I'm not going to do the work. You are the one to do the work. You understand? So when you bring this our person on ground, say Emilokan, you are there when this country
okay,
dies.
Okay, wait, Oga. Look, let's leave. Let's have a discussion and not start campaigning here. Okay. So we'll pick the next person. Before we do that, I'd like to say that we don't want you calling in and campaigning. I want this man. This is the man that can do it. You can do that. There are other avenues for that. Yeah, we just want to have a discussion, okay? Why would we keep the station on for everybody to phone in and talk about his or her own candidate? That wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't even be entertaining. And here we have to entertain you. So let's talk, let's talk about things that are knowledgeable. Let's talk in general about issues, okay? And not centralize them as such. Right. How many more minutes do I have here now? I have, I still have 10 more minutes. So we can take one or two more calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
DeVoe speaking.
Morning, DeVoe. How are you?
I'm fine. I called to throw you under the bus.
Oh, okay.
First of all, we're not that sophisticated.
Yeah.
We're not as sophisticated as most people believe.
Okay.
No disrespect to Lord Lugard's view on black people. But you know, that is why we keep trying to do the same old things and trying to get new results.
Yeah.
It won't work. And you can see between APC and PDP, it's not even them, even some of the smaller parties, check out their primaries. It was the same old political machinery.
Yes.
We're not that sophisticated. If we were, we wouldn't have tolerated bad governance.
We
wouldn't have tolerated, for this long, all the spins, all the washes, all the gorillas and the snakes and the termites eating invoices. We wouldn't have tolerated it. Yes. You know? Our parties are not set up to deliver good governance. That's why even, and I tell people, as much as people are excited about the Labour Party, is the party structured to deliver? It's not the sentiment that would administrate.
We've watched
the civil service degenerate across the decades. The civil service, there used to be top on edge. You know now, you were alive.
Yes.
Some people are not aware that in this country, the civil service worked. Merit was what determined who got the post, and not where you're from or which religion you serve.
Or who you know.
Yeah. You could do an exam and expect that, okay, based on my scores, this is where I'm going to get to. It wasn't about quota. Okay, take an example. I came back from Abuja recently. I saw how well the town planning in Abuja was. And I was like, what is this so-called legal sophistication about? We claim we've gone to school. We are so of this pedigree. I am this, I am that. Yet, you can tolerate Lagos with all its agbaros and lack of town planning. Lekki, that should be the future. Go and look at Lekki now and tell me whether someone who passed through engineering or regional town planning has done any work there. We're not that sophisticated, Jimmy. Now, we play the politics of stomach infrastructure. Day in, day out. Rice, credits, 5,000 naira. He's from my side. Awaniye, Emi Loko, Awaloko, ethnicity. How sophisticated are we? No. We haven't started applying our minds. And I'm really hoping that the anger and the dissatisfaction with the state of the nation will be sustained to the point of election. And not just sustained, channeled at all levels. The presidency is not the only candidacy up for the ballot. You also have the gubernatorial. Governors control literally both their state and the local governments, which means 50% of the budget goes to them.
Wow.
I hope people will channel their anger and their frustrations on the National Assembly. I call them fat cats. They're being paid for nothing. Those are the people who represent you and I. They're meant to be checking these people, not rubber stamping what they do.
Yes.
So let us. I like how you spoke to some people. Leave the excitement, leave the sentiment of the Awori, and get into the nitty gritty.
Yes.
Shebi, they're stealing our crude. Will religion solve that problem? Shebi, we're paying subsidy that we cannot afford. Will where I come from resolve that issue? Shebi, there's no forex in the market. Let us start hitting the issues for what they are. Refuse the excitement. Because the truth is this. If you want your child to grow well, what do they do? Even the Agboro knows. If your child must grow well, you must send him to the school that teaches. And not the one that you sit on a chair with no classroom board and the teacher that has not gone to school. Jimmy, by submission, we are not that sophisticated. All of us are zombies.
He actually did throw me on that, but I haven't recovered. and that's why, let me quickly say that, you know, sometimes we give more than a minute if the submission is quite robust. And what he said, of course I do know, and I agree with him. But, you know, for me, I just want to try and see if we can push our people. Okay, the people who will come and say, Oloyibo lele, this one, what are they doing that is wrong in that regard? It's like people come late for something and say, it's African time. We need to disabuse our minds. Oloyibo or no Oloyibo, let's look at the issues. Like DeVoe said, let's look at the issues. Look at subsidy, look at schools being shut down, no proper universities, and so on and so forth. Let's look at these issues and talk about them. Stop wasting valuable time talking about whether somebody hates this one or hates that one, or is biased towards this or biased towards that. These distractions are deliberate. They take your mind off the main issues that need to be looked at. So don't fall for them. Don't fall for them. 9:50. I'll take just two more and I got to go. Hello, good morning. Morning. Hello. Hello, no, I have an echo. No, let's take another. What was going on there?
Hello.
Hello, good morning, madam.
Who's coming? Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, as regards to the political analysis, is it not time for them to, even those who are advertising, to start telling people, hello?
I'm listening to you, madam.
Okay, that this is what their party will do. For instance, Obi was the first ass. Hello?
Madam, hello? I'm listening
okay.
to you.
Okay, he was the first ass. All I could hear from them was that Baba will not get hand. Baba will not get leg. Now he won't go for. Is that what Obi asked them to do? Tell, okay, if the, what are the infrastructure in first ass? What are the infrastructure in Lagos that they are baptizing Obi for? Nothing like that. The tradition, okay. I went and meet one of the women and said, why are you abusing somebody in his own land? Baba, Obi, Baba not there for Obi party.
Okay,
we are talking about Obi now.
Okay, madam, thank you. Thank you. And I think your point is noted and should be appreciated. It's a very valid point. Irrespective of the way it was brought forward. Like I said, abusing this, I don't know where we get that from. For me, those who indulge in such things have no substance at all. That's the way it turns out to me. It means they have nothing to say when somebody talks about this or that, and rather than look at it, you tend to abuse and snigger. It means that most likely the person is empty-headed. So let's keep away from these things. All of us are supposed to be well brought up. Not so. We talk about well brought up, we talk about manners, we talk about pedigree, we talk about omoluabi and all these things. And yet all of us now come to the public space, and some of us now come to public space and just disgrace our families and our heritage by the things that we say. Let's focus on the issues. Don't take your mind. I agree with that. If you went on the street, whatever, and all you could do was sing songs denigrating one person, that's, for me, it's not going to work at the end of the day. Okay, so we have just about two more minutes to go, in which time I'll now tell you that, okay, so tomorrow is Wednesday. As usual, it is Dear Bumi for us to have some fun. Okay, we'll have some fun. And remember, Angela Ajetunmobi will be back on Saturday. Well, Angela, in case you're listening, thank you very much for your contribution. And I think also it's in place for me to thank Kayode Mogaji for his contribution and his honesty. And then also my very good friend Devo. I will pay you back one of these days. I will throw you under the bus too. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the rest of the day. What's Up Lagos comes up next any minute from now, so don't go away. I'll see you all tomorrow at 9:00.